In this bulletin, the federal government rules out scrapping the coalition's Job Active scheme. Refugees on temporary visas in Australia urge the federal government to follow through on granting permanent visas. And in sport, swimming's world governing body FINA votes to restrict transgender athletes from participating in elite women's competitions. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal government says it will look to modify the coalition's changes to unemployment benefits rather than scrapping them altogether. From July, the existing Job Active scheme, which requires unemployed people to apply for 20 jobs a month, will be scrapped. It will be replaced with a points-based system where people keep their payments by earning points through applying for jobs and undergoing training. Employment Minister Tony Burke says the new scheme has flaws, but it can be fixed. Refugees on temporary visas in Australia are urging the federal government to grant them permanent visas as the world marks World Refugee Day. The new Anthony Albanese government promised during the election campaign it would grant permanent protection visas to 19,000 people that Australia has already recognised as refugees. Iranian refugee and psychologist Reza Rostami arrived in Australia by boat from Indonesia in 2013. He's told SBS News it's been hard on the whole family to live with no pathway to permanent residency.
10 years experiencing torture, mentally, anxiety, depression. The oldest, my daughter, has a more problem for access to higher education. Because she cannot go straight away to university. I have to pay at the moment with the temporary visa as an international student. Please, Labour government, hurry up. 1,000 child and asylum seekers waiting for this decision.
A Logie Award, newly named after the late television icon Bert Newton, has been given to Hamish Blake. The Lego Masters host accepted the award for most popular presenter after the crowd watched a tribute to Mr. Newton and responded with a standing ovation at last night's ceremony. Bert's wife, Patty Newton, presented the award to Mr. Blake, who said it was an emotional moment.
Oh, wow. This is so special. Thank you, Patty. I don't think I'm the only one in the room that's a bit emotional. This is a crazy honour. It's too big an honour, I think, to get this award for the first time. I really hope the future people that get to hold this look back and understand the man that it was named after. So, thank you.
Mr. Blake also took home the Gold Logie for the most popular personality on Australian television, the award's highest honour. To overseas news now. French President Emmanuel Macron's alliance appears to have lost its parliamentary majority based on projections from partial results. In the National Assembly, 289 seats are needed for a straight majority, but President Macron's candidates are falling short of that figure. Polls were held nationally to select the 577 members of the National Assembly, but they have been largely marred by voter apathy. The new coalition of the Greens and Socialists is expected to become the opposition, and the far-right National Rally is predicted to experience a surge. At least two people have died in a blast that struck a car in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, over the weekend. The explosion hit a civilian vehicle north of the city on Sunday, but it's unclear who is responsible. The Taliban says it has secured the country since its takeover in August, but some are worried about the risk of militant violence. To sport, swimming's world governing body FINA has voted to restrict transgender athletes from participating in elite women's competitions. A working group will instead establish an open category for them in some events as part of its new policy. FINA has made the decision during meetings on the sidelines of the World Aquatics Championships in Budapest, Hungary, after members heard a report from a transgender task force comprising medical, legal and sports figures. The new policy states that transgender women athletes are only eligible to compete if they haven't experienced some development from puberty or before the age of 12. The policy was passed with a 71% majority of the members of 152 national federations with voting rights. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Stephanie Corsetti.